means that the actual translation of Jiva Goswami's Tika, he says this verse means that Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jiva, all respects to Narayan Rishi, to Lord Narayan, to Vyasadeva, and then it, the word Udariyat, whatever, it means now, it actually means now everyone say Jai. So usually we say Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, but actually Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat. Udira is like Uto. So now everyone stand up and say Jai. So Jai to Saraswati and Jai to Narayan Rishi, the twin Rishis in the Bajinath, and Jai to Narayan Vyasadeva who compiled it, and Jai to the Bhagavatam. So Om Gyanata Varandasya Gadanjana. That's a very cute point. It says everyone should say Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. But that's all contained in Udirayat. This little thing I learned 2 months ago, and I'm sharing it. It's cute because we didn't get that idea by looking at it with our own eyes. Om Gyanata Varandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshura Militam Yenatsasnai Sri Gurave Namah. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki. We're discussing the Ras Lila. We're on chapter 29, verse 31. We're basically finished with the commentaries and we'll begin verse 32. I'll just read the English, and this time we'll read the English translation of this verse. Nevam vibhor hati bhavan garitam nisham sham santyaj sarva vishayams tavapada mulam bhakta bhajasvab duravagrahama tyajasman devo yatari purusho bhajate mamukshun. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. The gopi said, Krishna, you're very cruel. You should not talk like that, like you just did. We are full-fledged, surrendered souls. Please accept us and don't talk in that cruel way. Of course, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you can do whatever you like. But it is not worthy of your position to treat us in such a cruel way. We have come to you. You ever feel like that sometimes? We have come to Krishna, we surrender to Krishna. Krishna, why are you treating me in such a cruel way? I don't hear Krishna speaking to me, but everyone feels Krishna's treatment. And everyone feels Krishna's prabhav in their life or their influence. Oh, Bhagavan, why do bad things happen to good little people like me? There was even a book like that by a highly unrealized personality. Extremely realized personality from the lower modes of nature who could not perceive that the actual essence of reality. We prayed for him and sold a lot of books, but that's another thing. So we have come to you leaving everything behind. We left our country, we left our families, we have a little room in Vrindavan, we're sweating to death, we're on the roof. And you're not going to reciprocate with us? It all in our own ways, little gopis and gopas, aspiring to be gopis. We have come from the desert of Iran and the really arid desert of America. And we've come from Russia and all the places, I think, Sweden. And we've come here to take shelter of the same naughty, naughty boy, dear Lalita Nayak Sri Krishna. Like the gopis, like us. And so we can also identify, it's not worthy of your position to treat little old me, Bhakta Joe, in such a cruel way. Didn't I do any seva? Didn't I try to glorify you? Yeah, but I want to see what happens when I squeeze you. I want to see what happens when I squeeze you, pinch you, and like put you in a rack, like the Middle Ages, and I stretch your neck away from your body and your arms away from your stomach, your chest and your feet away from your hips. It's called a rack. And they tie things and they torture, and they grind it, turn it like this, and it pulls the guy's neck, and basically you die on the spot if they want to go keep cranking it out. So the gopis are really speaking so emotionally, and Srila Prabhupada, true to Gopi Bhav and true to Madhurya Ras, he's really, this is his translation come purport. We have come to you, sound familiar? Leaving everything behind, your Levi's, your t-shirt, your track shoes, your short pants, it's summertime, to wear long hot pants or long hot whatever, gopi skirts, whatever it is, it's hot. and sometimes Krishna, in his own sweet time, he comes, he's not the kind of person you can control. If he's playing and torturing, if Krishna is playing and torturing his most dearly beloved intimate associates, like Radharani and the gopis, we should not expect any torture or cruel treatment. Who are we? And who is she? She's looking at everyone from the backside and she's blessing everyone. And that's exactly what it is. Everyone's looking one way, but Radharani is standing right behind everyone with her hands like this. I'm waiting with my hands, you know. You just turn around and put your head on the end of my hand. One hand, you put your head under my hand. On the other hand, I'll rub your back. But you're not turning around. Oh, it's nice, the internet and the web and everything. And Radharani's watching. Two birds in a tree, Bhagavad Gita. Remember the painting? One bird's going crazy over the cherries. And the other bird's like, Atmaram Muni Paramatma. He's Brahman realized. He's Parabrahman realized. They say, ah, hey, Jiva, you're really busy going from this Facebook to that Facebook, from this website to that website, cherry after cherry. These are our cherries for our bird-like, monkey-like minds, jumping here and there like madmen. We know that you're completely independent. You can do whatever you like. But we request you, don't reject us, especially when I'm going for a visa or to continue my visa. I know how it feels. I went 11 times to continue my visa. But I never left India to do it. So then I was eligible to apply for citizenship. And then we did, and Radharani patted our back. Don't reject us. We are your devotees. And, okay, forget it that you're a lover. At least be like Narayan. Narayan's a fair player. He accepts his devotees, so can't you even be like Narayan and accept us? There are many devotees of Lord Narayan who worship him for mumukshu. They're called mumukshibis. They want, mumukshu means liberation, mukti. And he gives the liberation. Similarly, how can you reject us when we have no other shelter than your lotus feet? No one can feel this feeling of the gopi more than a Western person who relocates to Brajadam and tries to become transcendental. Getting in a train in India and spending a few hours sleeping and eating and landing in Brajadam is not quite the same what we all go through. So you can bet your booties. It's a 1920s expression. You can, little shoes, you know, booties, little baby shoes. You can bet your booties, you can be sure that that Radharani and Krishna will be very kind. Raghunath Das Goswami prays, he said, everywhere it's well known that if someone takes shelter of Brajadam to become a Radha Kinkari, then Lalita Sakhi becomes very inclined because she is the chief minister of Seva. And she is a chief minister controlling all the Sakhis who are applying for the eternal service of Radharani or already engaged eternally in Radharani's service. Lita is the commander-in-chief of the Sakis and Manjari's army. So Raghunath Das, he knows that, oh, Lalita, I have heard that you actually come looking for someone. If someone takes shelter of Brajadam and he's saying, Radhe, Radhe, Kripa Karo, oh Radharani, I'm crying for you. Only time devotees cry is when they have to apply for a visa. They really cry like anything. Oh Bhagavan, really, now I'm really bathing you with my tears. It's a beautiful tension that's set up in the most intimate loving relationship. In any intense loving relationship, there is also lots of tension. You demand a lot of attention, sometimes you don't get it. And then when you don't get the attention, then you become tense. And then there's tension. So we are aspiring to be lovers of Krishna. This is a... If anybody should go on the internet and say, love, it's all love, it's all love, it should be the devotees of Krishna. Because every yogi and every teacher, whatever they're teaching, they understand if you want to be big and you want to be popular, every other word you have to say, love, love. This is the way of love. And everyone says, yeah, I want love, I want love. Because everyone's looking for love and no one has it. It's like the fountain of youth. Everyone's looking to, trying to stay eternally youthful. And everyone gets old and crinkled and dies. So everyone's looking for love. This life and that life and this man and this woman and this man and this woman. Failure, unsuccessful. Try again. Ding. Wah, I want love. Wah, where is love? Wah, doesn't anybody love me? Wah, he cheated me. Wah, she dumped me. Krishna's not like that. He loves unequivocally and absolutely and completely. Are you ready to love Krishna unequivocally and absolutely and completely? He's ready. Here I am. Why is Jagannath like this? He's a deity for Kali Yuga. Krishna has come as Jagannath thousands of years ago to indicate what he's going to do in Kali Yuga. He's not going to go like this. He's going to go like this. Come. Come in my arms. Take my love. This means I want to embrace you. So then the form of his desire to embrace the conditioned souls comes as Mahaprasada Govinde. That's the first embrace. And that's going on for thousands of years. And he says, oh, still people are tasting all this loving, wonderful, blissful prasadam of Jagannath, and they're not surrendering and loving me. Okay. Gauranga, Gauranga, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura Hari comes and runs all over India like this and like this. Come, conditioned souls. Jesus, a famous picture of Jesus I was raised to Krishna. He stands there like this. May the world be blessed or whatever, I can't remember. But he's the same as Mahaprabhu. Way before. First Jagannath came as Bhagavan with extended arms. And then that Shud Bhakta, the pure devotee, came, hands across the world. You see the picture of the globe, and Jesus is standing on the globe, means the world, and he's blessing, yes. So then, that's why he came to Puri. He came 40 years to India to learn about how to bless the world from Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu came, take the love. So we're so fortunate that we'll definitely attain love. So we are so reticent and reluctant in our weaning days. Weaning, it means like raising a little baby. Weaning on the milk. Weaning days of Krishna Bhakti that we don't talk about gopis and don't talk about Vrindavan and don't talk about love. And put every other lecture... The greatest acharya is always saying, the goal of life is Krishna Prema Pumartha, Krishna Prema. If anyone avoids these 10 offenses, he will attain Krishna Prema. And 350 devotees in LA temple. The 10th offense is to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter, which is certainly a very interesting translation of the Sanskrit from the Padma Purana. Because it actually says, na priti, na priti rahito. It says, Even after chanting for so long and trying to chant, no priti is coming. So it's not priti. It's no, priti means love, priti sandarva, bhakti, priti, bhav, prem. So no love is coming. Why? It says ahamameti. This is what it says in Sanskrit, ahamameti. Because I'm attached to I and me and mine, and I'm loving all things that are not really lovable, but I'm so conditioned and crazy I think they are. And that's ahamameti. I am this and I am that, and she is mine and she is, and I and he is mine, etc. Ahamameti. Na priti na rahito. This is the Sanskrit. So after that, one then says, anyone who avoids these 10 offenses will quickly attain. You never heard? You never said this? You said? Yeah, go like this, yes or no? No, you never. Okay. Because I grew up in the days of Srila Prabhupada, and he founded a mission, and he introduced many things. So whatever we... Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya Yuchate. Right? This is the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami. There's so many things that come, but no bondage. Nirbande. I connect with so many things. Yukta. Yukta means I connect with so many objects, people, women, men, everything, but no bondage. Nirbande, Krishna Sambande. Nirbande because Krishna Sambande. This is the beginning. Krishna Guru establishes the Krishna Sambandha. This is millions of conditioned souls. Without Guru, you stay here. With Guru, you go there. So you can't live with somebody until you meet them. You can't meet them until you establish, I mean, you can't live with them until you meet them and establish a relationship. And that's what Guru does. First, he introduces you by giving you identity as a Krishna Bhakta. Radhadasi, Krishna Das. Similarly, how can you reject us when we have no other shelter than your lotus feet? So that's 31. Very wonderful translation by our ever-well-wisher. Ever means forever. Ever means forever. And that's Guru, forever well-wisher. I think we've covered the tikkas of Vishwanath and Shijiva. We kind of gave a little summary, our ideas we threw into this verse. There's certain key words we discussed. Vibho and Rishamsham means cruel. Vibho means great. Anyway, we'll read whatever we got inspired to write and start the next verse. Because I study it, and I got some ideas, mostly repetition, but we can hear. For example, if you go to Anand Bazaar in Puri, that's the name of the Mahaprasad market inside the temple. I only know by my friends telling me. It's called Anand Bazaar. Bazaar means a market, and Anand means bliss. And there's no greater bliss than taking Mahaprasadam hot. And it's just, and everyone has a stall. Stall means a little shop. And everyone in the stall that has a shop is a cook for Lord Jagannath. So they cook, they offer, and they sell. So each cook, and so my friends were buying for the brown friends were buying for the white friends. the brown friends were buying for the white friends because the white friends are not allowed to see the big black boy. The big black boy in the temple, he comes out to show them sometimes if they're lucky, to be there at the time. So they were buying all kinds of really amazing goodies. And so they would, of course, sample everything there. The policy was the brown friends would go there and eat like chuck a chuck. And then they would bring the essence of whatever they discovered in their hopping, let's say. In the West, they go from place to place, and it's called something hopping. If you can figure out what that means. If you don't worry about it. So they're stall hopping. So they would go, and they say, oh, there's like 30 stalls. Something like that, 30 cooks. There's hundreds of cooks, but some are cooking, selling, whatever. It's a big, whole, huge thing. So then they would bring khichdi from one person. They thought it was good. And so you try khichdi, Jagannath's Maha khichdi. That was very tasty. And they said, oh, we tried another one, and we brought that one today. Oh, this is very nice. same Jagannath, same Ishtadev, same item, food item, Khichdi, and each cook had a different flavor. So this is the idea. Everyone who speaks something about Krishna, they will add a flavor. They'll add some feelings and flavor, which is them. So that's why it's valuable to hear the same old Bhagavad Gita or the same old, so-called same old Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam from different speakers. So 31, these various words like Nrishamsham. Nrishamsham means cruel. Vishnu says murderous. Your words are murderous. If we leave you, we'll die. In other words, if you don't marry me, I'll jump off this building. If you don't dance with us and you don't love us, we're going to jump in the dark waters of the Yamuna and come up in Dwarka and wait for you there. When you come there, we're going to... So I said that the gopis are accusing Krishna. It's a little review also. Gopis are accusing Krishna of speaking cruelly. Although initially he seemed to welcome them, and he even used words like swagatam and welcome gopis, which is the same lines. Krishna actually practiced these lines earlier in chapter 23 or so, which is the other half of the book, previous half. In chapter 23, when it's called Yajnapatni Milan. Yajnapatni Milan, when Krishna meets the wives of the sacrificial Brahmins, the Yajna Purohits. So he says the same thing. Oh, welcome. Why have you come? You should go serve your husbands. This, in some cases, the verses that he speaks, he rehearsed his lines, he practiced with the Yajnapatnis, exactly the same Sanskrit verses Krishna speaks in chapter 23, I think, chapter 23, the 10th canto, to discourage them in their enthusiastic running out to Krishna to bring him so many fruits and whatnot. The same Sanskrit words and lines he used with the gopis later on. And that's what the acharya, that's why it's so valuable. Wherever Krishna, in the 10th canto, wherever Krishna is interacting, because we did some study like this years ago to develop our bhava, or whatever bhava we have, we studied all the we didn't have so many commentaries as are available now, can do it again, but we studied all the sections of 10th canto where Krishna is interacting with the feminine, where Krishna is interacting and exchanging with the feminine. The feminine means the soft one, the lover, the loving one. Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda, Kubja and Mathura, the hunchback woman, the Yajnapatnis. And I was comparing and contrasting the exchanges and the bhavas and the feelings between these feminine divine personalities and the gopis. So that's why even our Rasikjan and our Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they say we should also study the Mahishi Gita. Mahishi Gita is Dwarka Leela, and some people say, oh no, I only want Braj Leela. It's very good, and that's okay too. But for those that have a little intellectual interest or thirst, and it's also totally connected and related to the Gopi Bhav and the Manjri Bhav, for which we want to all attain. So, in other words, there's something called Sankalpa Vikalpa. Sankalpa Vikalpa means accepting and rejecting. And then there's Neti-Neti. So what is not Gopi Bhav? The Yajnapatni's Bhav and their approach to Krishna is not what we want. And the Sadharani Rati, as the Goswamis analyzed, the different types of Rati or loving attachment for Krishna, there's three classes of Madhurya Rati in this with Krishna. One is Sadharani, one is Samanjasa, and the other is Samartha. So that means they're all lovers of Krishna in different places. So everything is personal and conscious, and the example is revealed in the comments of the Acharyas when they said, why were the Makar Kundala, or of the shark-shaped earrings of the gopis, why were they shaking when they ran out on Abhisar to meet Krishna for the Rasa Leela? Do you know why? The Because if a lady runs, your earrings will dangle and move around. Yes, naturally, common sense. Because these earrings, some of them are shaped like Makara Kundala. Krishna wears Makara Kundala and they wear Makari Kundala or whatever, female Makara. And sometimes Krishna calls the gopis with different flutes, usually the Vamshi or the Murli. So Krishna is playing a Vamshi. Vamshi Dari, Krishna Murari, Toma Bina Dukha Hari, Toma Bina Dukha Hari, Apmo Jai Swami Bajo, Giri Dari, whatever. It's a Mirabai Bhajan. It's very nice. Vamshi Dari, Krishna Murari, Toma Bina Dukha Hari. Without you, there's no way to remove my misery. Toma Bina Dukha Hari. Only you can take away my misery. Only you can take away my dissatisfaction. So Vamshi Dari, one who's holding the Vamshi, is playing. Radhe, 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 they run. But the ears start shaking because our acharyas, the acharya I'm speaking of is one Brijvasi pundit who sometimes visits me and entertains me to Shanti Cha, Ramanti Cha, and sends me. He sends me. Very nice. He says, oh, I was on Prikma, I wanted to see. He said, do you know? And he asked me this question. And of course, I never know. So he said, because in Sanskrit, Vamshi is two syllables. So Vamshi, if you reverse the Sanskrit, it becomes Shivam. You with me? Clear? Vamshi becomes Shivam. Once upon a time, Kandarpa, Cupid, tried to induce lust in Shiva. So with his Agni Tapabalam and Agni Dristi, he burned them to ashes. So he's glorified in Kaman as Kameshwara, the controller of lust, the controller of desire. And that is Shiva, who comes to the us as Advaita. So we have little extra mercy over here because we're all full of lust and we're all full of desire, but Advaita is really, he knocks out that. So Nittai is busy giving prem. But that's nice. And he's giving it easily. Prema Pradayate. And we want that. So they all work together. Vaita's Kripa, Nittai Kripa, and Gaur Kripa. So that's why we say, Nittai Gaur Sitanath Premanandi Hari Hari Bha. We don't just say Nittai Gaur. Some people say Nittai Gaur. Do you know there's a temple in Radhakund with the Thakurji, the Sakshat Sarupa of Advaita? Okay. You know? Sure. There's also a Radharaman temple here. Do you know that? Acho? So we'll go there and do kirtan for Radharaman. Okay? So Vamshi can be broken up and commented on, as in this is what they do, the great Rasikjan, Shivam. So Shivam burned Cupid to ashes, and Cupid's Wahan, Brahma rides on a swan, a hump's Wahan. Krishna rides on his bare feet. He walks on his bare feet. Narayan goes on Garud. And Kartikeya, the eldest son of Lord Shiva, goes on a peacock. So the acharya of this particular acharya from Vrindavan, he said that the Makar Kundala and the gopis' ears are shaking as they're running on Abhisar to meet their beloved Krishna. It's called Unmad Abhisarika. And Bhakti and Radharas Sudaniti, it's called Unmat Abhisarika. And the Manjri is running, and the Manjri at that time is running behind Radharani. She's mad. She's mad in love with Krishna. She's madly running down the footpaths and gullies of Vrindavan to meet her beloved. Unmat Abhisarika. And the Manjri is praying, Saraswati Pad, Oh, Radharani, slow down. I can't keep with you, up with you. I'm carrying this tray. I have tambal on the tray. I have chandan. I have kumkum. I have a fan. I have many things, and I have a water pitcher filled with camphor-scented rose-petaled water, and that's in the summer. And then there's saffron and other scents in the water in the winter, warming water and cooling water, warming water and cooling water, like lemonade and tea, tea in the winter and lemonade in the summer, cooling water, hot water. So I'm running. I don't want to. These are all things for your seva, and Radharani keeps running. He keeps running, and then the mandri just figures out a balance. So the earrings are trembling. Why are they trembling? Not because the gopis are running, not because their heads are shaking or whatever, because they're in fear of Shiva. Because Shivam is taking the form of the Vamshi, and when the Makar Kundala, because the Makar, which is a dolphin type of creature, something, the Makar is the Wahan of Cupid. So the earrings are thinking, oh, this is Shivam. And so the Makar is the one that carries Cupid. They got burned to ashes by Shiva. Whoa, I don't want to go. I'm afraid. We're going to get burned up. Because when Kandarpa or Cupid got burned up, so did Makara. Because, you know, you don't go anywhere without your car or your cell phone. So if you find Cupid, then you have to have Makara, because he doesn't drive a Maruti. He goes on the Makara. So he got burned up too. He's like, I don't, that's a Vamsha, that's Shivam. I was like in bliss when I heard this commentary. You ever heard it before? I've spoken it before. You heard? Okay, we're just talking about this verse 31. So now I'm just reading what I said. The gopis accused Krishna of speaking cruelly, and although initially he welcomed them, saying swagatam, now it appears that Krishna is not the least bit friendly and not the least bit accommodating to the gopis. It also wasn't proper for Krishna to have asked the Brajagopis about the situation of their village. He said, oh, why have you come? Are houses on fire and you want my help? Is there some tiger attacking your village and you want my father to go there with his Gopa soldiers? Why have you come? Is there some trouble in the village? He tried so many things. So I said it wasn't proper for Krishna to have asked the Brajagopis about the situation in their village, for Krishna knew that very well. And he knew that they had come to him, which means they abandoned the village without a thought. He's asking them, well, what about the village? What about Braj? You should go back to Braj. And they completely forgot about Braj because they ran to Krishna, to take shelter of Krishna. Do you remember Russia? Do you remember America? Do you remember Maharashtra? It's there. But we forget because we've run to Krishna. So Krishna is speaking, oh, are you thinking of Maharashtra? No. No, I'm really trying to think of Radha and Krishna and chant the name and remember my guru and his instructions. Oh, you don't think about Maharashtra? What's wrong? Because sometimes a mother calls, do you think about us? Are you thinking about me? Oh, yeah, yeah. And you fake it. You know, you say, I'm really thinking about you so much. You know, whatever, you know, you do what you got to do. So this is the idea that they already abandoned the village without a thought. And for Krishna to insist them, he was insisting, you must return home. Just go home. So Krishna is telling the gopis on the banks of Vamshivat. So we have that experience. Krishna is insisting that the gopis return home. And what is their response? Krishna is acting negatively towards them and telling them in so many words, you should go home for this reason, for that reason, for this reason, for that reason. Did they go? No. So now let's apply this to take a little tattva, a little step back to see some parallels to our lives. Because we're following the Gopi Anugata. We're following the footsteps of the gopis. So Braj Sharanagati, taking shelter of Vrindavan, means taking shelter of Krishna. There's no difference between, oh, I want to go and live in Vrindavan, means I want to go live with Krishna. So now we've come to Krishna. Are we going to return home? Now, Krishna won't directly come in front of us and say, you should return home. Your mother's dying. She needs your help. So, of course, don't misunderstand, but I'm trying to show you some comparison between the gopis and the sadhaka. because we can see some parallels, especially since the gopis are our exemplars. They are our exemplars in the way they think. They are, exemplar means our teachers and our role models, you could say. That's more popularly known. They're role models, how they think, how they feel, how they respond to Krishna's negativity, how they respond to Krishna's positivity. So it's a very nice point in this section so far that we've heard from verse 1 of chapter 29 to verse 31, that Krishna was speaking all these, insisting that they return home, and he was speaking all kinds of contradictory statements. So now Krishna is telling the gopis directly in their ears while he's standing before them, you should go home. Now Krishna is in every atom, and Krishna is Yoga Maya and Mahamaya are working for Krishna. So when someone comes to the Dham, Krishna will also tell the sadvi and the sadhaka, the male and female sadhaka, you should go home. You should return to Moscow because of this reason and that reason and this reason and that reason. So are we going to be gopi-like and stay in Braj and stay with Krishna? Or are we going to say goodbye, Braj? When we say goodbye, Braj, I'm leaving, means we're saying goodbye, Krishna, I'm leaving. There is no difference. Nam Rup Gun Lila Parishishta. It's a little bit pinching. We may have to leave because of dharmic responsibilities. Serving parents is dharma. Serving husband is dharma. So there's this. But I want to show you, because the gopis set such a high example of pure surrender and pure dedication that we can just try life after life after life to come to that level of surrender and come to that level of attachment. It's not forced. It's not artificial. It doesn't happen overnight. And ultimately, to attain that state of gopihood, or gopi bhav and gopi life and everything, will be the mercy of Krishna himself. But certainly we've got lots of tests. For example, someone may be living in Braj for a long time or a short time, and they get a call from their state or country, oh, your mother's dying, or mother, brother's calling, or sister, mom is dying, your mother is dying, so please come, she wants to see you. But you have a 5-year visa, you don't have to go for 5 years. Will you go or not? Maybe you die when you go there and you missed the opportunity. Mamalium. Braj Marna Mamalium. If someone dies in Braj, Mamalium. They come to me, says Bhagavan Sri Krishna in the Padma Purana. Other verses glorifying Vrindavan from other Puranas, which are quoted by Rupa Goswami and Mathura Mahatmya, they say anyone dies in Vrindavan, they go to Vaikuntha. They go here and there. Shirdakshai Loka. But this verse, which is the one I discussed in length with my teacher, is most appealing and attractive to us because Krishna is speaking, where other ones is Vishnu speaking to sages. And I said, I want to know what this means. And then I was discussing this the other day with you. It means you go to Damodara, Shamsundar, or Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. That's what it means if you die in Vrindavan. Which lifetime? That's with him. In other words, someone says, I will give you $1 million. So you'll get $1 million. And you say, okay, well, give it to me. Not now. Not sure. When? You'll get it. You'll get $1 million. Okay. Good deal. So you wait 10 years. Can I have the million? No. Krishna's promise is there. It's Shastra. It's Siddhant. It's absolute truth. It's perfect. So if you die in Vrindavan, you'll go and be eternally with Krishna. If not this life, in the next life. Because going to Krishna and leaving this material world is completely in the hands of Krishna. But it's certainly very reassuring and certainly very encouraging when someone says, you will come live with me eternally in Goloka Vrindavan. This is Goloka Vrindavan. You're in what's apricot. And you will come to Prakat Goloka Vrindavan. That's all I need to know. You promised, I trust you, I surrender. I'm not impatient. The prospect is so grand, it's so high, it's so sweet and so relishable and charming. Even now I can taste it. Even now you can taste it. That, okay, one life, two, three, 10, I don't care. Because if you're very elevated on the spiritual scale and you die and you don't go to Vrindavan, you'll be born again in Vrindavan. This Vrindavan, which is that Vrindavan. And with the eyes of devotion, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilo Chanena, Santak Sadevriyesha Vilo Kayanti, Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunasarupam, Govindamadi Purusham Tamam Jami. Living in Vrindavan means living in Vrindavan. Oh, I want to go back to God. I go to Vrindavan. We are there. Krishna is there. He's standing in his garden. He's standing everywhere. So this is a wonderful blessing. That's why Rupa Goswami collected these points, because first he writes Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and two times he talks about the 64 limbs of devotion, and two times he mentions Panchanga Bhakti, and the Panchanga Bhakti means the Brajavas. Brajavas is on an equal footing with Nam Sankirtan. Brajavas is on an equal footing with Bhagavat Shravan. Brajavas is on equal footing with Vaishnav Seva. Brajavas is on equal footing with Thakurji Seva. Sadhu Sangha and Vaishnav Seva. I think this is the Panchanga, yeah? So, because any one of those, it says, Alpa Sparsha Bhav Upajai. Alpa Sparsha Bhav Upajai. This is in Sanskrit. Alpa means small. Sparsha means touch. Upajai means it will manifest, it will appear. Alpa Sparsha Bhav Upajai. Small contact with the Brajamandal and Bhav will manifest. But how you contact? You have to contact Brajamandal with a pure ego. You have to contact Brajamandal with a pure mind. Then you'll experience this. So this is a blessing to Rupa Goswami. So he wrote that in Nectar Devotion, about the importance and significance, not only Brajavas, but you have to be Niraparadi. You have to be Eknishta and Ekabishta. Once we gave a Sunday feast, you have to be Nishta, Ekabishta, and there's some little rhyme I did. Ekabishta. Abishta means one desire. They're Radharani's Prem Seva. I know Krishna consciousness. I don't know all kinds of things I don't know. I only see the feet of Radharani. I don't see the dress. I don't see the hair. I see the feet of Radharani, and I'm Radharani's Paradasi. That's where we're going. So Rupa Goswami, he wrote in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about Panchanga Bhakti and the glories of Braj, and he said, this is not enough, because sadhakas will read, they will read my book, and they will surrender to me as a Mahajan. Oh, Rupa Goswami is saying, if you live in Vrindavan, and my guru, he made a temple in Vrindavan. He says, I want my devotees to come here and do bhajan and stay here. Oh, my guru made a temple in Vrindavan. It's in such a nice, comfortable facility, a beautiful ashram, guest house, everything. Oh, so nice. Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev. So then we go. So then Rupa Goswami thought, devotees will read my book and they'll see the glories of Panchanga Bhakti. And just by living in Braj, you go to Krishna. If you die there, you get Bhav, you get Krishna. What more do you want? In a Madhya Leela, Nityananda appears in the dream of Krishna's Kaviraj. And he tells him, he said, your brother Gunarnava, whatever his name was, something like Gunarnava, your brother's not Paradi. He offended the Nitya Siddha devotee, Miniketan Ram. Miniketan Ram came with his Vamshi. And he said he's a Sahaja, he's bogus, he's in Gopi Bhav, you know. He's in Gopi Bhav, he's a Sahaja, he doesn't have the right mood. He doesn't have that proper so-and-so mood. So, and Krishna's cup, because Miniketan Ram, he came there, and everyone knew that he was a Nitya Siddha and Premi Bhakti. He was surrounded by this aura of love and purity. And when he came to visit Krishna's Kaviraj. And he came to visit the temple, his Gar Thakurji. And his brother was doing the puja. And then so when Miniketan Ram entered the temple to have darshan, then all the bhaktas, oh, Miniketan Ram, and they paid obeisances. And so then he He's in Gopabhav, you know. He plays a flute like he was Sakiras. He climbed on somebody's back, like the father goes to pay obeisances and the son climbs in the back. You ever see? It looks so cute. And he's there, and the father loves it. He just loves it. You can feel how much happiness the father must feel. It's so sweet. You feel, oh, this is beautiful. I can imagine Krishna jumping on Nanda Baba's back, you know, because Nanda Baba goes into the Lakshmi Narayan temple, and the pujari Madamangal, well, he's busy eating all the maha, but some other pujaris, he has many Brahmins and Mata Mangals, one, and he does important seva to the Lakshmi Narayan deity. He makes sure he's a quality control agent. He's a quality control, so he has to put a little sticker on it, past quality control. When you buy your, you know, cashmere sweater from England, you have to see the tag that says quality inspected, you know, like this. So, so they offer all the boga to Lakshmi Narayan. And then they transfer it. And Madhavananda goes, oh, wait, I have to check, see if all the cooks, everything's going good. And he eats all the Mahaprasad. So that's his seva, because he's in the pujari department. His department is eating all the maha. And three or four, five other pujaris do all the service in the huge Lakshmi Narayan temple for Nanda Baba, Nandagram. So I don't know how I ended up there, but where are we exactly? What's the main theme here? Thank you. Mini Ketan Ram. So, somebody's not going crazy besides me. So the Mini Ketan Ram was offended. So he's in the scope of Bob. So everyone's paying a base and he jumped on the guy's back, going, hey, what is this? You know, this guy's bogus. He's a Sajjaya, the sad. He lives at Radhakunda sad. So Mini Ketan Ram, anybody has a pen or anything? Give me the pen. So he had his flute. Mini Ketan Ram had his flute, which always, when he's happy, he just goes toot toot toot. He plays, and everyone gets in ecstasy, and everyone dances around. He was like a contact high. We had this phrase, contact high, when I grew up as a monster. But it meant you. Certain people were like what we called naturally high on life. You ever met cool people like that? Naturally high on life. They weren't like, you know, Chilam Babas, and they weren't acid, you know, taking acid and drugs. They were just really blissful by nature. They were harsh type people, very happy. So if you went with them, if you're with a positive thinking person or you're with a happy person, it reverberates, it reflects on the crystal mind and heart of the associate. So some people are naturally high. So Mini Ketan Ram was this kind of naturally high person because he's in prema. So when a person is in prema or bhav, they're very blissful and joyful. And wherever they go, they just spread joy and cheer everywhere. That's a naturally high person. There's a spiritually natural. Anyway, there's another thing. So when he went there, everybody said, oh, Mini Ketan Ram, it's such a blessing. And then they paid a base and he's playing. And everybody, so he, this Gunarnava, I think it's Gunarnava, he insulted him and offended him. So he just said, what is this nonsense? You know, and Krishna's Kaviraj said, that's terrible. So Mini Ketan Ram was so offended that when he went out, he went like this. He broke his flute in half and threw it on the ground. He walked out. And Krishna's Kaviraj was trembling. Vipatu and Romancha, he was trembling. All this. Oh my God, my. And he ran after Mini Ketan Ram. I'm sorry you paid Dandavas. Mini Ketan Ram just walked. It's, you know, it's hard to understand these Nitya Siddhas. So then Krishna's Kaviraj, that night he went to sleep and he's thinking, what am I going to do? I can't stay here. He's not Bharati. I have to leave this place. But I'm responsible for my family and all these things. And I can't leave this place. And whatever, Jamatpur. Maybe I don't remember but what I'm thinking of Krishna's saying. And Jamat, Krishna's Kaviraj was living in a place in Bengal called Jamat, J-H, Jamatpur. Anyway, whatever. No, I'm not from home. So then he left. So Krishna's Kaviraj, that night he was turning and tossing. Like, what to do? How do I leave this place? My family, my mother, everything and this, that. And where to go? And I got to get away from this place. Because if there's any offender, if you're living with an offender or you have to see an offender, everything is bhakti nash. Bhakti is destroyed. You might as well forget your bhakti. Because offenders are worse than atom bombs. The worst thing is, worse than an atom bomb is a Vaishnava Parati. Because atom bomb just blows you up and you die and you take rebirth. But Aparadis, they affect you birth after birth because they can destroy your bhakti. It's very bad. There's the worst thing in this world is an aparadhi. Everything else is okay. You know, murderers and robbers and all that, that's fine. They will be rectified. But there's nothing worse than the aparadhi. All the whole Chaitanya Bhagavat, hundreds and hundreds of verses speaking about the offenders and aparadhis. So many verses. So Krishna's Kaviraj couldn't sleep at night, so Nityananda appeared in his dream. Beautiful, he was dressed as, he looked like Balaram. I mean, he is Balaram. He appeared as Balaram, whitish figure with blue turban and blue dhoti, and he had his dandan in his hand, and very beautiful paintings and BBT. You can try to recapture it in your memory banks. A little bit I can remember. I looked at it, it's very beautiful. Painting Krishna's Kaviraj in the dream. So what does Nittai say? He said, Kaviraj, leave this place. Go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan. You'll get everything. Go to Vrindavan. You'll get everything. So he left. That morning, before anybody could see, he left in the cover of darkness, they say. He came to Vrindavan. Not to Vrindavan, but to Shyamakund. And this is a beautiful explanation about the power of Braj. So he had faith in the words of Nittai. He gave up everything. He took shelter of Braj. And then he goes on to explain, oh, my Nittai said I will get everything in Vrindavan. So you may be curious, what does Nittai mean by saying I will get everything in Vrindavan? So then Krishna's Kaviraj says, I'll tell you, everything means everything, but I'll tell you what I got. This is in Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We gave some class long ago, stories about Chaitanya. It's called The Story of Mini Ketan Ram. You can look up on SoundCloud, type in maybe Story of Mini Ketan Ram, and maybe it'll go right there on the search engine. It's some Chaitanya Charitamrita class I gave way back somewhere, back in the past. And so then he explains seven treasures that he attained. Seven treasures. By coming to Vrindavan in pursuance of the benediction and blessing of Nittai, I got the darshan of Radha Govinda. I got the association of Rupa and Sanatan. I got, you know, to bathe in Yamuna. I got to visit the Rasastala. Then he says, I became accepted by the gopis. Then I entered the Rasalila. It's a fantastic progression of kripa. It's like the kripa taranga, kripa taranga, kripa taranga. It's like wave after wave of mercy he received by living in Vrindavan. Sometimes what I said in one little book called Sweet Notes, I said Krishna's love comes as an embrace. Krishna's love comes as an embrace and sometimes as a slap in the face, but it's all needed to win the race. It's a very simple poem like that. Something I can't remember. Krishna's love comes as an embrace or sometimes a slap in the face, but it's all needed to win the race. So when you're here for a long time, you get a lot of embraces and a lot of slaps in the faces. And it's beautiful because you know that you realize and you know it's all being done by your beloved, dearest lover, Sri Krishna. Sometimes lovers kiss and embrace and it's all sweet and soft and beautiful. Sometimes they bite and scratch. That's also very beautiful and sweet. Someone says, oh, don't bite me, don't scratch me. But in the name of love, anything's possible. That's a pranaya. So as a lover is in pranaya rust with the beloved, your body is my body, and I can do anything with your body, and my body is your body, you can do anything with my body. That's what it means I trust you. That's what it means I surrender to you. That's what it means I love you. So that's a real relationship of the lover and beloved. I'm absolutely for you, mantan, pran. So that Krishna, when a devotee takes shelter in Vrindavan, Krishna says, oh, you're taking shelter in Vrindavan. Acha. Are you aware of what you're getting into? Are you aware of what you're doing? Are you in proper mind? Are you in proper conscience? Because if you take shelter in Vrindavan, you know there's a big, bad, black guy that lives in Vrindavan. There's a very big, bad, black guy that lives in Vrindavan. He's very powerful, very tall, and he has no mercy. Acha? What's his name? It's me. Krishna. Shyam Sundar. Ganesham. and I'm going to slap you up right, left, and center. So Krishna is that big black man. And it's beautiful. So Krishna's speaking contradictory statements, telling him to return home. But it's contradictory. What Krishna's telling the gopis is contradictory to all the statements that he speaks in Shastras. Because in the Shastras he says, oh, if anyone comes to me, I'll always have my shelter, I'll always protect them. This is what he says. He says, when one attains Krishna's eternal association in the spiritual world by a life of love and pure devotion, then one never returns to the material world. So Goloka Vrindavan, of course I'm hedging on that already, Goloka Vrindavan is the land of no return. That's that. So Krishna is saying in five different verses in Gita that one who comes to me never returns. So you come to Krishna. Natad basayate suryo na shashanko na pavaka yad gatwa nani vartate tad damang paramam mama. So when one comes tad damam paramam mama, when one comes to the tad dam, when one comes to that dam, paramam mama, which is my, it's mama, paramam mama, it's my greatest transcendental abode. In other words, when one comes to me, and what is my place like? It's self-effulgent. It's what is the light that you find in Vrindavan? The light in Vrindavan is not the light of the sun or the moon. Nashashanko napavaka. It says, Nashashanko napavaka. Krishna is telling this in 15th chapter of Gita, verse number 6, I think so. 15:6. He says, Nashashanko, in my place, there's no moon planet. And who's sitting on the moon planet? Shashanka. And the word Shashanka in Sanskrit means kargosh. Kargosh in Hindi means rabbit. You knew. So Shashanka, there's a rabbit in the moon. You saw? I saw. You'll see in a few days if there's not too much air pollution. You'll see when you look at the moon, the rabbit is not looking at you and smiling for a selfie. He's a little shy. So he's not looking, he's standing sideways because it's standing, not looking at you, it's standing on the side. So if the full moon, if we're favored with lots of wind and you can see it, you could see easily a few years ago here, you'll see the side of the rabbit, you'll see his side of his head, you know, like the rabbit's head, like it is. Then you'll see two ears, black things going up, and it's clear, without a doubt, it's the rabbit in the moon. It's not the Hindu blind vision, it's exactly what it is. It's not the man in the moon, or it's not the man in the cheese, or whatever. Or it's not, or the Chinese and Japanese, the Chinese say something else. They say it. Each culture has some idea, but with all respect, the Vedic culture and the Vedic rishis, they give the clearest conception of reality. Because it, in fact, is a rabbit without argument. It's clear. Confirm. Why there's no argument? Because God is saying it. Na shashanko na pavakaha. Na shashanka. Shanka means the rabbit. So there's no rabbits here. There are rabbits, little white ones that run around. You see in the paintings. Why do the rasic janas, when they paint Madhurya ras, they paint rabbits? Because rabbits, female rabbits and male rabbits, they really like to rabbit around. They're really rabid about being rabbits. Just to be a little playful, because even English can be like Sanskrit. I see a nice point here, because on one side, Krishna's speaking, you know, it's like, but here we see that the gopis are saying, oh, Krishna, you're speaking with forked tongue. Because in the Gita, you're saying, if anyone comes to you, if they come to you, they never return. So we've come to you. And you're telling us to go back to the village of Gokul? You follow? So it's like, you're a double talker. You're double crossing us, you know. And you know, in a mafia, if you double cross somebody, it's like bye bye. So this Krishna is speaking in a double talk here. So I'm saying, on one side, Krishna himself is saying in the battlefield of Kurukshetra four times in Gita, janma karma chame divyam evam yo vati tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma nayati mamati sorjana. Chapter 4, verse 9. One who understands my Braj Leela and my escapades with the gopis, he'll never come back to this material world. Chapter 4, chapter 15, chapter 8, everywhere. Krishna is promising. It's a one-way ticket. It's a one-way street. You don't go there and get envious of Krishna and come here. No. Here we're envious of each other. Here we're envious of each other and we stay here. But it's not that you're envious of Krishna and you leave there. Because you can't even get there until you park your envy in the material world. Material world is a place of envy, and that's in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse 20-something. 3. Icha-dvesha, samutena, dvandva-mohena bharata. Or? Sarva-bhutani-samoham. Sarge, yanti, parantapa. There they go. Again and again, yanti. So he's saying in this verse, he's saying, Ichadvesha Samutena Dwanda Mohina Bharata. Everyone is born in this material world because of Icha, and Dvesh. So life after life, we're born here because of desire, Icha. And Dvesh means envy. Sarva Bhuta Sammoham. Everybody, all the living, all the Bhutas, not humans, all the Bhutas, snakes are envious. Dogs have desire. So sarva bhuta samoha, every living entity is moha, sammoha. Krishna says, absolutely, completely bewildered and an illusion because of envy and desire. So this is the material world. This is the karmasthan. And what keeps one in the world of karmasthan is envy and desire. So we come into a fold of bhaktas and we're envious of each other and we're desirous. Oh, I want to be the temple commander. I want to be the temple president. I want to be GBC. I want to be Gurudev Sanyasi. So where is bhakti and where is my heart? So this desire and envy. So Krishna, in these ways, he's saying we don't have to come back. And the gopis are saying, bhakta bhajaswa duravaga. Yajasman. Although you're very difficult to attain, the devotees are doing bhajan. Bhakta bhajaswa. It's in the verse 31. It means the devotees are doing bhajan. They're worshiping you and they're hearing about you and they're chanting about you and they're praying to you. So then the acharyas, they mentioned briefly, they're gopis by bhajaswa. Bhajaswa means, it says here, means they're doing, well, Jiva said the bhaktas are doing bhakta bhajan, and dravagraha means stubborn one. They're doing their bhakti, but they're saying, this translation says, please reciprocate with us, because bhajan, Krishna bhajan, is done to attain the attention of Krishna, to attain the mercy of Krishna, which means reciprocation. I'm trying to do something to get Krishna's attention. I'm chasing after him with a stick in my hand. And he's running across the courtyard with his butter-stained footprints. And I'm chasing him. So I'm doing something to catch him. I'm running and running, and finally he stops, and I catch up with him. And I say, I'm going to punish you. And Krishna's crying, woo! And he's looking at that stick, don't beat me, don't beat me. Oh, he's afraid of the stick. Why don't you be afraid of the stick? Yashoda throws the stick, the danda. Danda! Krishna says, I am the rod of chastisement in the Gita. I am the danda shashan, or whatever it's called. So Yashoda says, no, don't cry. Because Krishna's looking, Krishna's looking at a stick. Janani, don't beat me. And she's looking at Krishna, and Krishna's looking at the stick. like this. You know? So she throws the stick away. And then she says, but, you know, if I can't beat you, I've got to do something. I'm angry with you, and I have to do something. So I'll tie you up. What's the first rope she uses to tie up Krishna with? Which is the first rope? She takes a rope from his turban. So she's looking at it, she's exasperated. All this anger is in her hand. She had a stick. The stick in your hand means there's anger in your hand. And your anger in your hand is going to the stick, and the anger is coming from here. That's the anger is in the heart, and the anubhava is in your hand, the physical expression. And then the sanchari bhava is, I'm going to beat you with a stick. Anyway, so many things go into ras. So she throws the stick away, but she threw the stick away, which was symbolic of her anger, but she didn't throw her anger away because it's from in here. And this is just an anubhava of her gonarati, her anger, her sanchari bhava. The anger is a sanchari bhava. It's a wave that rose. It's a wave that rose in the ocean of her motherly affection, parental love, vatsalya bhava, or vatsalya rati. That's the sthayi rati, the permanent foundation of love. And then this wave of anger. Oh, you little nonsense! You little nonsense! You little chalak balak! I'm gonna tie you up, you. Oh, I'm ready. So then she said, "I gotta, you know." What to do? So then she says, give me this, and she takes off his turban and she tries to tie it. Oh, it's not working. So then then some ladies ran and they got ropes and ropes. And long story. So as I think I told you last night, you may recall, I said I'm torn between philosophy and Leela. Which one's winning? Today Leela's winning. Because we were discussing about different devotees' approaches and things. And I said, I have a problem, you know. So I like too much. Leela's so tasty, you know. Philosophy is so dry. Because I like all the rasas in Braj. I like them all. I mean Madhuri Ras, you know. But because you read the Krishna book and you fall in love with Yashoda and you fall in love with Subhava and you love them all. But then you can't be a. You have to love one mainly, you know. So like we love all people, but you love your wife. Or the husband, the most, whatever. So, Radharani is our Ashraya. She's our Prema Ashraya for us. Radha Kinkari, we're her slaves. I want to be a slave of Radharani. I want to be a slave of love. Love actually enslaves everyone. When you become a real lover, you become a slave. Because you become a slave of love. A slave is totally controlled by the master. A slave has no freedom to go here or there. So love's just the same thing. Love makes you a slave of your master, and you can't go here or there. You're bound with a rope around your neck like a sold animal. Sold out animal. And that analogy is used in the Upanishads for the brahmachari. It's like a sold out animal in the ashram of the guru. There's a rope around your neck. You can't go anywhere. If you want, hey, whoa, wait a minute. You're in the brahmacharya ashram. You're talking about marriage. No way, Jack. I did your Janma Kundali. I know Jyotishi. You're my disciple. You're lusty and you want to get married. I'm not letting you get married because that's just some transit of different planets. You're in Venus for 7 years. You cool down. You sit down. Now go out and get some firewood. Take out the cows. Milk the cows, keep busy. So this is the rope around the neck of the surrendered brahmachari. Guru Kripa. Thank you. So Bhajaswa, please reciprocate with our love. Who can identify more with the Braja Gopis than someone living in Vrindavan, endeavoring to become a servant of Radharani? Gopi's life, Gopi's talks, Gopi's speech, Gopi's feelings with Krishna. This is the lifeblood of the Raganuga Bhakta. And especially so if they live in Vrindavan. Because what Krishna is doing to the Gopis, Krishna is doing to the Sadakas. The Gopis who are Nitya Siddha of Krishna, they have to go through so much. So the Gopis that are Sadhana Siddha are Gopis in the making. A wannabe. I'm a wannabe Gopi. I don't want to be a superstar. I don't want to be a millionaire. Every one of us has so much potential to be wannabes and even be successful in different fields of useless endeavor, parishram. But we threw it all away and gave it all up to just become a slave of love, a slave of Krishna's love. And it's so sweet to be a slave. It's so tasty. And they said, oh, all the slaves have to live we lock up all the slaves in one place. I'm in the palace, I'm enjoying, but in the back we have this place where we keep all the slaves. They live there, and then they come out and work in the kingdom. So the house for the slaves is Brajadam. All the slaves come and live in Brajadam. Then Krishna lives in the palace, and the palace is in Nandagram. And Radharani lives in the palace in Varsana. And all the slaves live all around the king and the queen. And they're all the time they come to the palace, they knock on the door, say, Radharani, please, can I? I'm in the slave quarters, but I want to be live with you over here on Yavat, you know, and I want to live with you on Varsana. Hey, no, go, you're a slave, get out of here. Okay. So then we go to Nandagram. We say, hey, Nanda Baba, you know, hey, Maramango, hey, Mansukh. Hey, Mansukh. They call him Mansukh. His name is, we say, Maramango, they call him Mansukh. Why they call him Mansukh? He's a little murti of the Maramango in Nandagram. You know, Nanda Baba, Krishna, Maramango. They call him Mansukh because he makes everybody's mind happy. Man means mind, and Sukh means mind. So Batu, Maramango, he's a joker par excellence. So wherever he goes, he spreads fun and cheer. He spreads fun and cheer and laughter for all. So this is Maramango. So it's so much easy. Like on one track of the train is the gopis and Nityasiddha. On the other track of the love train, it's the love train. I mean, T-R-A-I-N, like choo-choo. You know, choo-choo train? Yeah, railway. So one track is the Nityasiddha Parishads of Krishna, the gopis. The other track is the sadhana siddhas. So that they're going. We're just following them. We're following their track. So they're getting beat up by Krishna. Krishna is beating up the gopis. He's rejecting them. He's speaking vile, harsh, terrible words. Are they running away? Many tests come. Test of the heart, test of the mind, test of the body. And you have to pass every test to be toppers in your school. You have to pass every test. So being an aspiring lover of Krishna, how many tests the gopis are going through? Bajasva, please reciprocate. Please accept our love. The gopis are saying, they're looking at each other, why did he leave us? Does this mean that our love is not genuine? They're questioning each other. The gopis, Radharani, Lalita Vishaka, Krishna left us and went to Mathura. It must be our fault. Radharani's blaming herself. Krishna left because of us. We weren't good enough. Like you have some girlfriend or boyfriend, she dumps you, or you whatever, that you have to think, why did she dump me? Because you ain't good enough. There's something stale about you or, you know, rotten. So she dumped you. Could be a good reason too. So the gopis are, that's really rejection when your lover runs away to another country. Mathura is another country. It's called the Aishwarya country. In Mathura, the streets are paved with gold. When the Chinese came here in the 2nd century AD or whatever it was, some Yu Tan Singh or something, he wrote in his Chinese chronicle, which was translated into English. I read it in America. Some Chinese explorer, they're always pretty smart, 2,000 years ago or whenever it was, maybe BC even. And he's writing in Chinese, the streets of Mathura are paved with solid gold. Everywhere I look on either sides of the road, the houses are made of gold. This is after the time, long after the time of Krishna. This is the Indian subcontinent. So much wealth, so much, where is it now? Don't ask all these reasonable and logical questions. But this is written, he saw with his eyes, and he's not trying to exaggerate things. He's just a mundane, you know, Chinaman. So Krishna went to that place of the golden streets and all that. He went to Mathura because, you know, and the gopis were thinking, he left us because we're not good enough, we're not genuine. All these verses are there. The gopis are not seeing Krishna. They're not having darshan of Krishna. They're doing so much, you know, devotion. They sold so many books in the airport and they did so many things. And Krishna's not reciprocating. Oh, I've been doing bhakti bhajan for so long. Why isn't Krishna? I don't have any experience. The gopis are saying the same thing. He left us. I guess we didn't love him enough. I guess we're not, the gopis weren't seeing Krishna. When he goes to Mathura, means they're not seeing him anymore. So that's why we get inspiration. We can think, if the Radharani, if Radharani and Lalita Vishakha, they're thinking, they're feeling, our love is not genuine, our love is not pure, our love is not selfless, and that's why Krishna is not giving us darshan, and that's why Krishna left us. So ask ourselves, we can ask ourselves, are we seeing Krishna? Has Krishna come to us and left us? Are we seeing him? Gopis were not seeing him. So we can say, maybe I'm not seeing Krishna because my love is not genuine. My love is not pure, and my love is not selfless. Is it possible? If the gopis are questioning, if the gopis, Krishna's nitya siddhas, are questioning the quality of their love, what about us? We think, I'm a really good devotee. I'm really sincere. I'm really doing nice. Apparently not. Otherwise, Krishna would show himself. So this is the Braja Gopis by saying the word Bhajaswa. This is the first verse of the Pranaya Gita, verse 31 of the 29th chapter. Bhakta Bhajaswa Duravagraha Matyajaswan. Please reciprocate with our love, you stubborn one. So we can say that Krishna, Raghunath Das Goswami, is in the same bhav in Stavavali and Vilap Kusumanjali. He said, Radharani, what is the point of my living in Vrindavan? So I've lived in Vrindavan for so many years, and I've done so much puja and so many prayers and so much bhajan, but you're not reciprocating with me. You're not showing, you're not giving me darshan. This is the prayer of Das Goswami as the ideal Prayojana Acharya, Mandri Bhav and Raghunuga Bhakti. So, how patient he was, or is? If he's anxious, and he's feeling like that, how anxious we should be, and how we should feel, and how patient we should be, and crying out. Is because when Raghunath Das is praying that, I very much identify with that. I say, yes. Oh, Radharani, I've been living here for 30 years. I once had a long conversation with Gurudev about these very personal and essential points. And I was crying when I was speaking to my teacher. I said, I've lived here for so long and all these things, but I don't have love for Krishna. Why? I'm doing the Panchanga Bhakti to the best of my possible ability. And then he's looking at me and he says, it takes time. It takes time. But you will get Krishna praying. It takes time. This is the teachings of all gurus, to all disciples of Bhakti Marg. It takes time, but we will attain Krishna praying. This is the Ashabandha. This is the Ashabandha. This is the hope against hope. I am a lady. I'm a man. I have a lot of, stuff on my agenda besides Krishna. Krishna's not caring about that. Guru's not caring. He says, you will get Krishna prema. So that's very reassuring and very comfortable, very comforting and very encouraging words of the enlightened, all merciful and compassionate Acharya. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe.